Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 7th of January 2024. Today's topic is Abraham Intercedes. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 18, verses 23 through 33. Verse 23. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Verse 25. That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 45, I will not destroy it. Verse 29. And he spake unto him yet again, and said, Peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it, if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. Verse 33. And the Lord went his way, as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Our memory verse today is taken from Genesis chapter 18 verse 32. And he said, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. The fiery Scottish preacher, John Knox, once prayed, Give me Scotland or I die. This is an act and heart of an intercessor which is fading away from our generation. Abraham pleaded with God not to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He negotiated with the Almighty so that Sodom could be spared. His request was granted by God by saving Lot and his household, but his wife abused the privilege, like many youths are still doing today, by hardening their hearts against the word of God. Intercession is standing in the gap on behalf of other people, nations, churches, families, and sinners to prevent the wrath of God from coming upon them. Sin attracts the wrath of God to humanity, but intercessors can hold the hand of God just like Abraham and Daniel did in their times and saved lives. To be an intercessor, our lives must be free from all forms of sin. In addition, we need a life of daily studying God's word and praying, seeking to know the mind of God. Quote for the day. His request was granted. The challenge for today is, you can be an intercessor. Prayer. O Lord, give me the heart of an intercessor. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.